As we think about sanctification as a part of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we want to make sure to pay attention to that great directive Jesus gave his disciples on the Emmaus Road, that everything in Scripture in some way concerns him. In other words, we want to think about what Christ-centeredness would mean here as we think about the calling to be holy, the gift of God, the action of God that we might be made holy. Of course, it's easy to mangle the notion of Christ-centeredness, to treat it as a homogenous way of looking at each and every piece of Christian teaching, somehow flattening the witness of Scripture, somehow streamlining inappropriately the expectations for the Christian life. It's perhaps helpful as we think about being Christ-centered without missing or mangling the totality of Christ that we listen to someone who's thought long and hard about what it is to pay attention to Jesus Christ. Augustine of Hippo, the remarkable early Christian theologian, had this to say in his text on faith and works. He said, "This is to preach Christ, to say not only what one must believe about Christ, but also how one must live who wishes to be joined to the body of Christ. To say, in fact, everything that one must believe about Christ, not only whose son he is, from whom he takes his divinity, from whom his humanity, what things he's suffered and why, what his resurrection means to us, what's the gift of the Spirit which he's promised and given to believers, but also what kind of members, of whom he's the head, he desires, he forms, loves, sets free, and leads to eternal life and glory." Augustine's concern there is to talk about the way in which Jesus Christ has a ministry that exceeds his 30-some-odd years here on this earth. He continues to care for the body of which he's the head. And so Augustine would write of what he called the totus Christus, the whole Christ, the notion that whether we're reading the Psalms or the New Testament, the epistles of Paul, that we learn of Christ not only as a distinct figure, a Messiah who is singular and unique, but we learn of one who's also inclusive, in whom we live and move and have our being, to whom we're united by grace. And so as we think about holiness and about God's gift of sanctification, that God would himself set us apart totally and completely, we want to make sure to pay attention to the way in which that's action that occurs in and through the incarnate Son of God, that we are united to him, that we don't somehow experience a parallel spiritual journey, and we certainly don't undertake an extraneous or distinct, a separate spiritual path, but that our journey, our race set before us is one of union and communion in him. And so as we think about sanctification as a gift that's ingredient to the gospel of Jesus Christ, we want to work through a thesis statement that perhaps will guide our way. The thesis goes like this: the gospel is the glorious news that the God who is himself holy freely shares that holiness in covenant with us. And when we refuse that holiness in our sin, he graciously gives us holiness yet again in Jesus Christ. While justification, conversion, is the ground of this participation in God, sanctifying fellowship is the goal of that gospel. We want to appreciate the fact that the gospel is not simply about being brought